Now that our Kansas legislature has passed a law protecting us all from the scourge of voter fraud, I believe it's time for another law addressing another fraud issue. Seems to me that our culture has become awash with anonymous internet comments of the snarkiest sort. Under the cloak of anonymity, people say all sorts of vile, nasty things in the comment sections after news, opinion, and even sports pieces. These nameless, faceless attacks are aimed at the folks who actually had the courage to attach their names to what they wrote. But invariably, in the comments, they are ripped to shreds in a snarky feeding frenzy by what we who work at newspapers used to call anonymous, gutless wonders. They name-call, they accuse, they insult, and they cower in anonymity. So I got to thinking, 76% of Americans call themselves Christians. And I suspect this percentage here in the great state of Kansas is even higher. Yet the anonymous comments on our Kansas websites are full of as much vitriol as anywhere else. With all of the good Christian folks hereabouts, I have to conclude that most of those who are posting anonymous hate-filled comments must surely be doing so fraudulently. They can't be real Kansans. They must be guilty of commenter fraud. So get on it, legislators. Force commenters to show IDs before they post those nasty, anonymous, almost certainly illegitimate internet rants. The scanned images of every spittle-slinging, hate-spewing commenter taken from their photo IDs must be visible with each posting they contribute on the internet. Or else, look for the glow of computer screens in their windows and shoot them from helicopters like feral hogs. After all, Kansas is a Christian state. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.